Each summer, the South Moravian town of Mikulov hosts Czech and international artists who come for an annual art symposium. Since the event was first held in 1994, they've created more than 260 works of art, some of which are exhibited at the Mikulov Chateau. But now, selected works from the Mikulov collection of contemporary art have also gone on display at the Malostranská Beseda Gallery here in Prague. Jan Richter reports.
Mikulov Roma jazz band Rosen Trio opened the exhibition in the attic of the beautifully restored Malostranská Beseda on Tuesday evening. The opening drew several dozen people who came to see a selection of artworks created during the 18 years the Mikulov Art Symposium have been held. Among the authors are some of the big names of contemporary Czech art scene, such as Eva Koťátková, Tomáš Císařovský and others. The Malostranská Beseda Gallery's curator is Darina Kubišová.
I've been going to the Mikulov Art Symposium since the mid-1990s, and I'm always enchanted by the atmosphere as much as by the artworks that are created there. I felt sorry that people did not have the chance to see them in Prague, because I think they deserve it.
The exhibition presents 23 paintings, statues and installations. The complete Mikulov collection, however, contains more than 260 pieces created since the symposium first kicked off in 1994. The town of Mikulov, which sponsors the event, gets to keep the artworks and put some of them on display at the Mikulov Museum. One of the organizers is painter Libor Lipa, who explains what makes the Mikulov art collection different.
Já bych řekl, že je živelnější.
I would say it is more spontaneous. Some people might say there is not much concept in what we do, but we let our guests work freely. We set no themes or topics for them. We want them to work as they would in their environment. When someone collects art, they pick very carefully what they buy, and this collection is much more spontaneous.
One of the many artists who have taken part in the symposiums and whose work is on display at Malostranská Beseda is designer Eva Eisler. She first came to Mikulov in 2005 and returned the following year. So how did the Baroque environment of the castle affect her work?
You never know how the environment, the new environment that you don't know, how it's going to affect your work. And here it was a combination of fun, good wine, work. We worked responsibly every day for endless hours. But you have to let go. You have to liberate your mind. You're not coming with preconceived ideas what you're going to create there. And the space somehow has an effect on the result of your work. And I fully let go and enjoyed.
If you want to see for yourself whether the organizers succeeded in transferring some of Mikulov's magic to Prague, the exhibition at Malostranská Beseda runs until the end of September. The symposium in Mikulov this year begins on the 16th of July. More details can be found at www.artmikulov.cz.
Thank you, Jan. Jan Richter with the story there. And of course, Malostranská Beseda, one of the better-known music clubs here in the Czech capital, always well worth a visit, especially now with that show ongoing.